KSA Radio News.
Residents in Buffalo, New York are bracing for a potential historic winter storm that could dump up to 6 feet of snow in some areas. In addition to the heavy snow, the storm is also bringing temperatures that are forecasted to be 20 degrees below normal. Officials in Erie County have issued a driving ban due to the storm, and a state of emergency has been declared. Tim Berg has the latest on the man who targeted Los Angeles police recruits.
The man who drove into a crowd of Los Angeles County Sheriff's recruits allegedly did so on purpose. The L.A. County Sheriff's Office added the Wednesday crash was a deliberate act. Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez is charged with attempted murder after 25 people were injured. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Four University of Idaho students who were found dead in a rental house near campus were stabbed to death in their beds and likely were asleep when the attack happened. This is according to the county coroner. Officers have not identified a suspect or found a weapon. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ignored former President Donald Trump in her farewell speech to Congress.
I have enjoyed working with three presidents, achieving historic investments in clean energy with President George Bush, transformative health care reform with President Barack Obama, and forging the future from infrastructure to health care to climate action with President Joe Biden.
Pelosi stated in a speech on the House floor that she plans to stay in Congress but will no longer seek leadership positions in the Democratic caucus. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre explains the Biden administration's decision to request immunity for Saudi Arabia's crown prince.
At the request of a federal district court for U.S. government views on whether Mohammed bin Salman enjoys head of state immunity, the Department of Justice, at the request of the Department of State, informed the court that Prime Minister bin Salman is immune from suit in the U.S., in U.S. courts, while he holds the office of Prime Minister. It's nothing to do with the merits of this case. Want to be very clear on this.
Twitter employees appear to be calling the bluff of new CEO Elon Musk and have resigned from their jobs. According to Business Insider, the company's payroll department has taken a huge hit as entire teams quit and accepted Musk's offer of 3 months severance pay. The massive resignations come after Musk sent a company-wide email telling employees that they must agree to work, quote, long hours at high intensity, end quote. Before Musk took over Twitter, the social media company had 7,500 full-time employees that dropped to roughly 3,700 after Musk instituted mass layoffs. Now the workforce is even smaller. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.